Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading Psalm 37 together. We're only going to be reading it one time as it's a slightly longer psalm coming in at 40 verses and we're going to be reading today from the New King James Version. This is a Psalm of David, so join me as we read Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are upright of conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be for ever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendour of the meadows, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell for evermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved for ever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it for ever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judge. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. So this has been Psalm 37, and it really reminds me of the Proverbs, and I'd suggest this may even be considered a wisdom psalm. There are so many verses which are just like Proverbs. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him and he shall bring it to pass. In Proverbs chapter 3 and elsewhere, it talks about committing all your ways unto the Lord and he will make your paths straight. There are so many encouragements in here that we should trust in the Lord. The psalmist is saying that they have been young in verse 25, but now they are old and the righteous has never been forsaken. There's an encouragement to stick with God, and that when we stick with God, we will not be forsaken. The psalm a number of times mentions about the time of the wicked coming to an end. And it might seem that wicked people are always there and that they always seem to do well. But remember that judgment is coming, that God sees all of these things, and that God is with the righteous. And who are the righteous? Well, those who trust in Jesus. Those who, as verse 34 says, wait on the Lord and keep his way. Being righteous isn't about keeping our ways, but about keeping God's ways. It's about following him with all that we are, trusting in him and trusting in his wisdom and in his ways. I also love verse 7, because previously it said, trust in the Lord and do good, commit your way to the Lord. It's talking about the things we do. But verse 7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it causes only harm. There's an encouragement, actually, even when it seems like the wicked people's schemes are happening. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Don't try and take things into our own hands. Don't let these things make us full of anger and full of wrath, and we start to fret and worry and become anxious, and we start to act without really thinking. But when these things happen, it's okay to rest in the Lord, to listen to what he has to say, to wait patiently for him. Now, waiting patiently means that an answer might not come immediately, but it will come. So commit our ways to the Lord. Let's trust in the Lord. Let's do good. And let's not fret when we see what seems like wicked schemes coming to pass. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more, the psalmist reminds us in verse 10. I'm reminded of another psalm which we read, which said that mourning might last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. These struggles are temporary, but God is forever. In this psalm, we also see there's some wisdom, some advice about loans. Verse 21 and verse 22, it says that wicked people borrow but don't repay, but righteous people show mercy and give. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, and those cursed by him shall be cut off. And we know that the Lord doesn't like dishonest scales. And it talks about borrowing and not repaying. It's important that if we borrow something from someone, we do our best to make sure that we can repay it, that we're not wicked like the wicked people described here. But it's also important that we try to show mercy and give. And that give that we're encouraged to do in this psalm isn't necessarily talking about a loan. My mother is a very wise woman, and she once said to me, if you're going to lend someone something, don't expect that you're going to get it back. And I've always thought this was a good and godly principle, that it's okay to give and be merciful, not to be chasing people around saying, give me that back, and charging interest on loans, but to give mercifully. And I think our Father in heaven gives mercifully. He gives us so many things that he knows we could not pay him back for. We could not pay him back for salvation, for peace, for the joy which he gives us. Yet he gives mercifully and joyfully to his children. So let's trust in the Lord, that he is the one who saves us. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Are you in trouble? Lean on the Lord. He is your strength. Rest in the Lord. Take all your plans and thoughts to him, and he makes our path straight. He delivers us from the wicked and saves us. So let's trust in God. He doesn't let us down. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and goodbye.